Welcome to the Construction Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Campbell, and with me, like he is every single day, my brother, Eddie Campbell.
What's up, Tyler?
Not much, Eddie. Who do we got today?
Mr. Brian Ringley.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. My name is Brian Ringley. I'm the Construction Technology Manager at Boston Dynamics.
Oh, I've got so many questions for you, sir. First, I want to kind of clear the air. Is Spot actually a dog?
Our market speak is that it's an agile mobile robot. In robotics locomotion world, it's a quadruped or a four-legged robot. I think it looks more like a grasshopper than a dog, personally.
Well, tell us more about this platform, man.
You know, Spot was released as a platform, meaning that it provided a kind of generic mobility solution with kind of a specialized capability to move around in human-purposed environment. You know, there's obviously a mature robotics market in the logistics and manufacturing space, but it often requires that you design the environment around robotics. So when we're looking at the markets we're trying to target, construction environments specifically, we're looking at environments that are really designed around humans.
I would imagine it would be extra challenging working on a job site, though, because, I mean, just stacks of rebar will be laying somewhere one day and then not there the next, and then other piles of whatever would be sitting around
What I joke about is that people struggle to move through those environments and locate themselves within those environments.
So how did you guys handle that issue?
The biggest thing is something we call our enhanced autonomy package. So there are various payloads that you can attach to the top of the robot. And the base robot gives you, you know, really good perception and autonomy in fixed environments.
What kind of cool things are you seeing Spot used for?
Yeah. So, you know, right now it's all about data capture. So I think that we're finding that having the mobile sensors through Spot has been the biggest application. And I would split that into two things, really. One is autonomous laser scanning, and the other one is continuous site monitoring.
One of the guys that works with us used to work on nuclear sites, and he used to go scan a lot of these sites. They would have to limit exposure in certain areas. Are you seeing a lot of like applications where it's hazardous for people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's like the easiest ROI case for the robot, where one use of the robot pays for multiple robots.
What kind of things are you seeing Spot used for, maybe outside of the realms of construction, that we might be able to learn from?
You know, we've seen applications in manufacturing, industrial, in the entertainment space. But I think that, you know, we're learning a lot from the industrial applications and fixed environments, because those operators are really interested in the kind of mission control paradigm where they're saying, you know, I need to have one operator responsible for many spots. We're working on a lot of software that's really geared toward those types of users that I think will actually be really valuable for the construction industry as well.
I wrote a blog post about tech and tactics, and we're describing Spot as a platform. The cool part of that is that platforms are meant for people to get imaginative on. Are you finding that as you get Spot out there, that maybe you guys didn't even know all of the ways that Spot was going to be used?
I think that's absolutely right. Last week, we made an announcement about our partnership with Drone Deploy.
I've kind of got a clarifying question here. Is Spot fully autonomous, or do you have to have some level of control over the robot still?
The primary operational paradigm for Spot is that you, the operator, are there on the construction site with Spot. You pilot Spot with a controller through the job site. All of that gets recorded into a mission file. You can now replay that mission file, and that's where the autonomy comes in. But obviously, a big part of the value proposition here is that you are automating these kind of lower level tasks that don't require a lot of kind of complex human effort to free the rest of your workforce up to be more productive elsewhere.
Point, counterpoint, like, where are you at with BIM being kind of a driver of these robotics?
You know, there aren't sufficient mechanisms in BIM platforms as they stand today to ingest data from the field and to have this kind of positive feedback loop. And then even if you were still back to this problem of kind of disconnected models and siloed discipline.
I remember when I first saw Spot, my reaction was, well, that's cool. What the heck would I do with it? Socially, like how is Spot being like adapted by that proverbial crusty old superintendent that everybody kind of throws out there, the guys that are like, bah, don't need that.
It's going really well. I think obviously, like, you know, the customers I work with, it's a biased situation. They have to invest in future technologies to really achieve the outcomes they want to achieve as a business, to take on more work and to be able to deliver more work.
I want to go ahead and hit you with our megaphone question.
Okay.
So if we gave you a megaphone and 60 seconds to speak to the whole construction industry, what would you tell them?
You know, the things that I'm screaming about, to not confuse technology problems with business model problems.
Hey guys, Tyler and Eddie here. Before you go, we have a plea for you. If you would please go and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or a review, that would be super helpful.
It would be your Christmas present to us.
Leave us some stars.
Many stars.
Maybe five. All of the stars. Every single star that you can.
Or if you don't think we're all that great, leave us more stars than you think you should have left us. But, you know, leave us some stars.
Just generosity is the name of the game this season.
This would be different than the Bethlehem star. We don't want one star.
No.
We would like five.
Five whole stars would be wonderful.
Four would be good. Three would be
meager.
Acceptable. And if you think you might want to do two,
just walk away.
Walk away.
Just
maybe
leave it alone.
Maybe don't do the review.
Yeah, seriously.
But we want honesty.
We do want honesty.
Promise.
But, yeah, honesty.
It's just the good kind.
The good kind of honesty.
It kind of makes us feel better about ourselves.
So if you don't mind, take a second and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help the show, and we would appreciate it greatly. Hope you guys have a great day.